Brother John was speaking and reading those verses to us from the psalm, I was reminded of, this is a personal testimony, I was reminded of a time when I felt like that men were riding over my heads and that I was in prison, that there was a burden on my back. I felt overwhelmed by a personal disappointment that had come into my life. And yet the Lord brought these verses to me, and the promise that He would bring us out into a wealthy place, a place of abundance. Sometimes we don't see that when we're in the trial. We don't realize that God is at work and there's a bigger picture, and He knows what He's about. He knows the way I take. And when He tries me, He brings me out as pure gold. And it's a larger place, you know. We're put in these difficulties, not that we are crushed, but that we're made better, and that there's something more that God does for us. A greater capacity, a greater awareness of who He is and His power on my behalf. It's wonderful to see Him in nature. And I was thinking too, Brother, I believe in the Big Bang Theory. Maybe the big boom, you know. God said, and it was. Out of nothing, He spoke, and it was. But beyond that, He's concerned about me. And that's awesome. And He made me, and He knows all about me. And He's working out a plan in me. And so I'm thankful. Can we be thankful for the difficult places? Can we praise God for the difficult places? No, I don't need that, Lord. I really don't need this in my life right now. And I don't understand why You're allowing this to happen. I was at a place where I felt my world had ended. And yet God comes and He picks us up. And He brings us through, and He brings us out into a place of abundance. Hallelujah. And so let's learn to praise Him at all times, when we don't feel like it, when we're discouraged, to pick ourselves up, as it were, like, you know, by the back of your neck and say, no, I will praise Him. Though the way seemed straight and narrow, all I claimed was swept away. My ambitions, plans, and wishes at my feet in ashes lay. What's the response? I will praise Him. I understand that woman, that was literal for the woman who wrote that song. She came home and found her house burned to the ground. And so may God give us grace. We want to respond to His word this morning that we've heard. Lord, help me to take that word, to receive it with meekness into my heart. Lord, You've spoken to me this morning. And so as we sing now number 50, let's allow that praise to just well up in our hearts to God. For all He is, all He has done, all He has created, but because also of His great love. And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul.
Oh, Lord my God, when Amen.